we now continue our story. The dragon's teeth, and I know what you're thinking if you've been listening to it so far. There have been no dragons. Not really, anyway. No teeth, anyway. Let's see what happens here. So once he galloped so far away that Europa feared that she may never see him again. And setting up her voice, she called him back. "Come back, pretty creature," she cried. "Here is a nice clover blossom." And then it was delightful to witness the gratitude of this amiable bull, and how he was so full of joy and thankfulness that he capered higher. Is that capered or cappered? No idea. Higher than ever. He came running, bowed his head before Europa, as if he knew her to be the king's daughter, or else recognized the important truth that a little girl is everybody's queen. Not only did the bull bend his neck, he absolutely knelt down at her feet and made such intelligent nods and other inviting gestures that Europa understood what he meant just as well as if he had put it in so many words. "Come, dear child." That's not the bull talking, is it? Was what he... Oh, what he wanted... What? What's going on here? Okay, what he wanted to say. "Let me give you a ride on my back." At the first thought of such a thing, Europa drew back. But then she considered in her wise little head that there could be no possible harm in taking just one gallop on the back of this docile, or docile, as you say in America, and friendly animal who would... I remember that from an episode of Thundercats a long time ago. Who would certainly set her down. I'm going around thinking, "What does docile mean? Mum, what does docile mean?" "Oh, you mean docile." Uh-huh. Okay. And so, how it would surprise her brothers to see her riding... Oh, I just made a little funny noise then, sorry. Across the green meadow. And what merry times, oh, what merry times, oh, how we laughed, they might have had, either taking turns for a gallop or clambering on the gentle creature, all four children, and careering round the fields with shouts of laughter, would be heard as far off as the king's palace. "I think I will do it," said the child to herself, and indeed, why not? She cast a glance around and caught a glimpse of all kinds of people who were in pursuit of the butterfly still, almost at the other end of the meadow. So I assume they haven't seen this bull galloping about everywhere. They're just going off and sort of playing with the butterflies. It would be the quickest way of rejoining them, to get upon the white bull's back. She came a step nearer to him, therefore, and, sociable creature that he was, he showed so much joy at this mark of her confidence. The child could not find it in her heart to hesitate any longer. Don't forget, it's all about mastering the bull and getting the confidence, showing that you have the confidence, that you respect the creature. Making one... I can see this all ending in disaster, by the way. It's going to end up in a big puddle of water or something. Making one bound for this little princess was as active as a squirrel. I wish I could read as well as squirrels could. There sat Europa on this beautiful creature. She holds on, lest... I like that word, lest. It's a good word, that. Lest she should fall off. "Softly, pretty bull, softly," she said, rather frightened at what she'd done. Once you're on, that's it. You can't get off now, can you? "Do not gallop too fast," she said. Having got the child on the back, the animal gave a leap into the air and came down so like a feather that Europa did not know when his... Well, this says hoofs. But I know it's hooves, not hoofs. It's hooves. They got the grammar wrong. Oh, dear me. This is the English program.